Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the At Large Metrics Working Group call on Thursday, 6th of February, 2014. On the call today, we have Cheryl Langlenor, Maureen Hilliard, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Oksana Predokko, Darlene Thompson, Devin Antaloxing. We have apologies from Tijani Benjima and Baudouin Chom. From staff, we have Gisela Gruber, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Nathalie Clovin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Cheryl.
Thank you, Natalie, and apologies for crackling noises on the audio track, but you can either have that or apparently not hear me. I just wanted to, before we start going into any of the action items that we have, and they are up on screen now. Thank you very much, Natalie. To note that there was a little hiccup in the agenda, which I'm sure is just a matter of the cut and paste from the October agenda coming across as the draft agenda for our February meeting. I have gone as far as square bracketing the dial-outs, which were listed after I added my own name in, and also the apology from Tijani. I wasn't sure whether or not, because they were exactly the same listing as in the October, as to whether or not they were accurate. I'll go back in, ladies, and remove those square brackets. But it's probably a good thing if we're going to just cut and paste one agenda from one month to be a draft for a following one to make those spaces blank until we're confirmed later. So it's a little less confusing for people like me. Moving then into the review of the outcomes and action items of our last meeting, which was in fact our Buenos Aires face-to-face meeting, and again there is an errata here, I've just noticed it, sorry, I apologise, in the agenda item 2. There are no open AIs, so we'll just be going through the action items from the At Large Metrics Work Group as listed on your Adobe Connect screen. The open AIs that are referred to in that agenda, in fact, is also a carryover of cutting and pasting from a previous meeting. Thank you, Alan, for your private note to me. I appreciate all the support I can get. Action items that are open, I think, let's quickly go through them all, will all be covered by reporting, although we probably do need to check in Maureen, when Maureen talks about the work that she's doing in her sub-team, whether or not she's had success working with some of the additional people who offered assistance during the Buenos Aires meeting, and just to double check that when Dave is giving us his update, that he does let us know what, if anything, has happened with the attendance issues. So moving on then from the action items, let's jump straight into it. Although before I do that, please may I have an indulgence, just a request. When I was reviewing the notes, the transcript that is linked from our meetings page for Buenos Aires, I did find it, and I don't know whether it's just me, Alan possibly is the only other one I know who regularly goes through transcripts, but I did find it just the tiniest bit disconcerting that, in fact, what is attached to our meeting section is, in fact, the transcript of the whole morning session. Now, you may not think that's all that annoying, but if you're trying to scan through pages and find things, there's a vast difference between scanning through 158 pages and scanning through, I think it might have been about 28 or 30 pages. So if I could prevail on staff, not as a matter of urgency, but just when they have time, to open up that transcript document from ICANN number 15 in Buenos Aires and cut just our part out, which I think only runs about 28 or 30 pages, and have that listed on our public record that'll make going back in the fullness of time a whole lot easier. And certainly would have been easier for me as I was doing a review. So we might make that a little AI out of today's call. Okay, jumping right into it then. Before I open up to the specifics on the work team updates, can I just ask, is there anything anyone wants to raise? I see Olivier coming out of the Buenos Aires meeting. So if you've done a review and had a look at any of the issues, if any of you want to raise anything specific out of the Buenos Aires meeting, please make yourself known now. Over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. Can you hear me?
Indeed.
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you. I'm just asking with regard to what you just mentioned about the transcript, can we just follow up on this afterwards? Because you touched on something, whether the transcripts are just one go for the whole morning or whether your section was a subpart of the whole morning.
Certainly we can follow up, but I can assure you what is listed on our meeting page for the metrics subcommittee is 158 pages of transcript. That is your whole...
That's very bizarre indeed. Thank you for alerting us to that. I wasn't aware that if you were part of a wider reporting in the ALAC morning session, then fine, but if it's if it's a separate working group thing, then I would have thought that both the recording and the transcript would have been separate. So I'll ask on staff to keep me in the loop on this as well, please, because it might be the case for other meetings as well, and that certainly is an accessibility issue for the information as far as I'm concerned. I won't waste any more of your time. Thank you.
Hello, Olivier. This is Silvia. We will look into this because normally they are separated, so we'll definitely look into it. Thanks.
And perhaps, Olivier, just to finish up on that, this is Cheryl for the record, it might be appropriate just to remind all of us and going through the transcript, that includes people like you and me, Olivier, to make it really clear when a session is ending and a session is starting, when things need to be continuous in a morning's activity.
Understood.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Let's do that.
Having looked at the transcript, neither of us did that very well. If you read what was being said, you know it's a transition, but there wasn't a clear, this is a hard stop, please note these transcribers, and maybe we should be doing that. We'll get it better. Okay, so who would like to go first, Maureen or Dev? Seems we don't have Tejani today.
Well, I don't mind going first, Cheryl, Maureen, anything?
Thank you.
I must admit, I put on the could do workspace, I use that as my sort of like load everything that I got from anyone onto, just so that everybody could sort of see the sorts of the conversations that were actually coming from the various groups. And there was, there was a range of comments and commentaries and things. And I think what I tried to do over the last week was just to sort of like summarise. And we could probably be able to talk about this later in the meeting, or I'm not quite sure when you want me to talk about it. But I think one of the things that, you know, I think the overriding thing that I was actually sort of like getting from everybody was, of course, that, you know, the whole metrics thing and counting and that sort of thing wasn't sort of like seen to be, you know, like appropriate. They didn't, there was not, can you hear my roosters? I can appreciate that because we knew that was the feedback we were going to get. And I think that feedback that I got from Naralo, had good discussions with Naralo. AP Rala were very forward in their contributions. But I think that what I got out of it was that people wanted it to be more output generated? Like, what were people doing in these groups? Not so much that they were attending, but what were they actually contributing to the group? And so the main sort of like outputs were sort of like as I've actually stated that there were that it was more performance oriented in relation to their task output. And so what I did was just this morning while I was waiting at 6 o'clock this morning. Was actually sort of like outlined in the I'm not quite sure if you're on the that particular page. We could do workspace. I can.
Can I just break in there? Is it possible, Natalie, for you to go and grab that off the page that Maureen is referring to and pop it into the screen, please? Because certainly I can't follow a link if we were just to put the link in. Unfortunately.
Okay.
Thanks. Keep going,
Maureen. Yes, so what I've actually sort of like, because there was a sort of like, who would take, well, there was a problem about who would actually do the monitoring, who would do the counting, who would do the, those sorts of tasks. These are all things that sort of like came up in the discussion. It was sort of like thought that perhaps the ALEC members themselves could be a little bit more, take more responsibility. And so this morning I sort of like put together, like for example, my task list up. So does everyone, is that up here?
Could you just put the link into the chat so, first of all, those who can follow links can put it up?
Yep. Oh, hang on, sorry. I put it somewhere else.
Thanks very much, Maureen. Appreciate it. Back to you again.
So that if you can get into that link and go down to the bottom of the page, what I've actually sort of like got is a sample of the sort of like what sort of groups people are involved in and the positions that they hold, because it was sort of like one of the things that came up too was that if you're on the ALEC, you should be actually showing some leadership. You know, the leadership role is actually very important. So therefore, there should be sort of like a predominance of involvement that actually show leadership and a little bit more contribution, a little bit more leadership in the actual contribution role within each of the working groups. It's just a sample, just something that I sort of like thought of now. Olivia gave me a sample of what the GNSO were doing, and theirs was sort of like more numbers oriented. I think from the discussions that I was actually getting from the contributions that I was actually getting from the members who contributed to this discussion, it was that they just needed to know more about not so much the numbers, but what it is that people were actually doing. So if you go right down to the very bottom of that, I think you can all scroll down. It doesn't go right down to the bottom.
Yeah, I've been to the end of page 6, which seems to have all your comments, but not the work you've been recently referring to. Copy and paste the comments that Maureen has put in. Thanks.
Yeah. The actual comments made by members hasn't come through. But I didn't get any feedback from Lacrallo after the meeting. But I did get, I got comments from all the groups, like over the period of time from Buenos Aires and and after. It sort of gave me a pretty good picture of what it is that people are expecting, and the numbers thing just doesn't, just doesn't go down very well. And so, it's actually trying to find an alternative that sort of like meets the needs, because this is one of the things that I think we were trying to get from the RALU. What is it that they actually, what kind of information do they actually want to know about, if we're looking at performance of the ALEC members, what is it that they want to know that they feel they need to know? What I've actually sort of like listed in my recommendations in my report, really, and in my sample sort of table is, really, as I said, it's only a recommendation, and I'd really like some comments. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Can I ask at the moment, and Alan, I see you've got your hand up, and what I'd like to do is ask you, is it germane to this or to another section? Because I'd like to actually have a discussion on this now and open the floor to what Maureen has just presented.
Very germane to this.
Go for it.
Okay. As a diversion, in the cold lands up north, we've just celebrated Groundhog Day, where the groundhog tells us whether winter will continue forever. And by the way, the answer was yes. The movie Groundhog Day is centered around that, but this of things being repeated over and over again ad infinitum, and that's the feeling I have at this point. Is staff in a position to put up the rules of procedure in the center box? Is that a yes or a no?
I believe I will be.
Okay. When we get there, I'd like you to scroll to section 9.2.
Thanks, Natalie. It is happening, Alan.
Okay. The discussion is well focused, that Maureen has reported, but we've already had it. The rules of procedure, we spent a long time. Remember, this group is supposed to be refining what is in the rules of procedure. And the rules of procedure already lay out some guidelines. And when we get 9.2 up, you'll see that we've already had this whole discussion. Okay, we have our own scrolling. So if you scroll down to 9.2, you'll see what I'm talking about. About 40% of the down into the document.
Sorry, I've just dropped. Well, I haven't dropped out of the Adobe.
That's okay. I'll read it for those who can't scroll themselves or can't look at it themselves. As soon as I get it on my screen. A variety of metrics will be maintained related to quantifiable performance aspects to ensure that all ALEC members and appointees are aware of their performance. And there's something wrong with the document I see, so I'll read it from my screen. And to support the chair in the responsibility of monitoring such performance, such metrics will include, but are not limited to, meeting attendance, which includes sending prior notice if attendance is not possible. Attendance will be based on individual ALEC sessions for meetings held during an ICANN meeting. Point two, participation in the decisions and votes of the ALEC. Three, participation and roles played in ALEC working groups as well as those of other bodies within ICANN. So all of the things suggested by Maureen's working groups are quite appropriate and suitable, but we've already made that decision. Our challenge is to figure out how to do it. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Alan. And I think if we can somehow project the table that Maureen has put together based on the feedback from her sub-team's work, which of course is all about building trust, consensus and understanding of these performance metrics out at the edges, which after all is where they are most relevant. I certainly, when I looked through the six pages that was put up just a minute ago, from the workspace could only see at the end of the sixth page. The furthest I could see Sylvia was something that was a comment from Winthrop. I couldn't see a table that I believe Maureen was referring to. So without holding up this conversation too much longer, I think what we do need to do is all go now and have a look at this proposal from Maureen, because after all, it's very clear to any of us who've been in this game long enough. By this game, I don't mean just ICANN, but metrics and measurements in general, that purely quantitative is not the answer, and purely qualitative is often onerous. One of the things that strikes me, and without having looked at your table, Maureen, I do apologise for that, but I can't multitask too far just at the moment. I've only got two screens open. Is that now that we have transcripts, and I think virtually all, unless otherwise requested, work groups of any significance at least, meetings, have the routine transcription process applied to them, providing they are recorded, of course. That does mean that we could, from a tabular approach, link activities that individuals have. So, for example, if you're a leader, if you're a chair of a working group, clearly, you know, you're going to be, if you're not there and you're not running the meeting, then you're not being a chair, so you're going to be there and contributing, or not the chair anymore. But if you're just an attendee at a work group or work team activity, there is a possibility of a quick scan and measure should anyone desire to do so. I'm not suggesting we should say staff or people need to, but I think if we just link some of the more quantitative stuff that such as the GNSO is doing to some of the qualitative stuff that can be drawn. So making sure that, for example, transcriptions are always available and accurate from each of the meetings. It's been fairly simple for people to go through and do a sample test. Maybe we do need to sample from time to time. Perhaps if a question of whether someone is contributing or not is raised, one of the tests that could be applied would be a quick review of transcripts of the relevant work group or work groups to see whether or not they appear as contributing in at least an auditory fashion. Remembering that's not a perfect measure either, because of course sometimes we're doing more on chat or in the other ways, such as showing agreement or disagreement in polling, etc. So none of these things are perfect, but I think what we need to do is get a combination that works. Now, whilst we're on this subject, one of the things we might want to do is a little test case, and I would suggest we could do a test case on our own subcommittee if this tabular approach that Maureen is suggesting goes ahead, and with some refinement, I'm suspecting will be quite useful as a tool. One of the things that might be well worthwhile is applying it to a couple of ALAC's own work groups or subcommittees, and I'd certainly be happy to have it applied to our own knowing, and I would encourage you to go to our basic wiki page and look down the list of people who are listed as members of this sub-team, and those who have had regular attendance. We could certainly do better in our own measures, with a few exceptions of the usual suspects, of course. They're all wonderful and I love you all dearly because you all turn up and do the work. Alan, your hand is still up. Are we still on the same topic?
No, my hand's up again, actually.
Fantastic. Over to you.
Okay, thank you. I can look at the table that Maureen referred to, and what it is a table that each person can contribute, showing what they've done in the last 6 months or year or whatever it is, or month, and how many meetings they've attended. I'm sympathetic that we're worried about keeping staff's load to a reasonable amount, but I guess my inclination on that kind of methodology is we will end up having staff spend far more time bugging people who haven't gotten around to it, and then integrating all of the individual comment, all individual submissions, so that it's usable by by the chair or by anyone else looking at the overall reports. So I think we really, although we have to be cognizant of the staff load, and we have, and I thought Dave's group is looking at that.
Yes.
I think we should be focusing more on how, not how we get the attendance metrics. That's methodology which is understood. We may be able to refine it and automate it to some extent, but how do we get the other non-quantitative ones into a form which are usable? And I think we're going to have far more substantive problems in this area, both in collecting, assimilating, and making available, from a personal point of view, that kind of information. And I think that's what we need to encourage these kind of discussions, the direction to go in. Maureen's group, I think, was essential in to get past the stage where we understand that, yes, we need more than just metrics, and, yes, the other things are difficult, but I think now we have to start focusing on how to do those and in a way that's usable. As onerous as collecting attendance is, it's a well-understood technology. Thank you.
Certainly, Alan, and thank you for that. And I would suggest what we should be doing, and remembering we're going to hear from Dev in just a moment, is intending to exactly bring that topic back to the wider table. So in our reporting and our small session that we have, I believe, on the Sunday morning in Singapore, that's exactly what we should be doing, coming back to our ALAC and regional leadership and wider community and say, thank you, we've heard what you said, here are the plans as we see them at the moment, we'd like your opinion on these. Over to you, Maureen, and then we'll go to Dave.
Thank you, Cheryl. Maureen speaking. I was just going to say that I think that, even just putting that table together, which I just did this morning, I must admit, was sort of like a culmination of the sort of like comments that were coming from, the AP Rallo team. But, and I was going to say, yes, it's just a recommendation that we can actually put to the members and get their feedback from them in Singapore. Thank you.
Thank you. And I appreciate the work you've done. And also, I think you've actually teased out a lot of good feedback from the ALSs. And the regions. I think, as Alan said, a very important fact that we've gone through this exercise. I don't regret this exercise at all. I think it's essential. I think we need to take the exercise a little bit further. But what I'd also like to do is ask each and every one of us, and here I mean not just us at this meeting, but us in the work group, to have a look at what you've put together, Maureen, and put some feedback on the link. So to that end, Maureen, when you've perhaps done a little bit more minor modification and smoothing off of what you've put together, as you say, in short order today, if you'd be so kind as to send a link to the list and remind them that at this meeting we resolved that we would all have a look at this and do some intercessional between now and the next meeting activity on this. Just while, and before I go to Dave for his feedback, and he's probably got food for thought based on our conversation so far, and I'm sure he's keen to look at options for this tabular approach and what Alan was also saying. I can't help myself with Alan raising Groundhog Day again and just mention a particularly delightful image. It was a photo image with a caption on it about Groundhog Day.
I think I just sent the URL, Cheryl.
Good. the wolf is saying that it basically ate the groundhog. If it was going to be, if winter was continuing, it was going to eat it. So it's a matter of killing the messenger. And that's something, of course, Alan, we're trying to avoid in this particular situation. I do hope you all look at that link and find it amusing. I certainly did, especially as I'm one who tends to run with wolves. Now, on to Dave, and remembering, Dave, feel free to talk not only about the attendance issues and whatever happened in the BA meeting and the feedback on that, but also any brainstorming that you might have had go through the old grey cells while you've been listening to Maureen's reporting. Over to you, Dave.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. This is David Anthelaxin speaking. Well, in terms of I was starting to really look at the mobile apps and so forth, and we've identified one. It's a program called Attendance 2. I'll post a link to that in the chat. And I think this is probably works quite well. It imports and exports, comma-separated values files, meaning that it will work well with importing and exporting data for once we have it in a spreadsheet. I've been trying to look at ways of how we could sort of automate the quantitative aspects of these metrics, because I know it's one of the things about this is that it's seen as tedious to try to re-enter this information again and so forth. Unfortunately, I have to say that I don't think trying to automate it is not going to work. Not going to work very well. It's just subject to too many problems and confluence, and all it takes is just one edit or one person to edit something, and the thing just breaks. So I am going to conclude that the only way to really effectively do this is that each working group, including the ALAC, has a spreadsheet for attendance. And what happens is that after the attendance is taken after a meeting, there's a link that either staff or the chair of the working group can click on and then add that information afterwards. I think also automating it with trying to do a Confluence. There's also a risk that, if Confluence is updated or it is even swapped out for another wiki platform, then, again, the system breaks. And I think we need some sort of platform, some sort of independence from that so that the statistics can be reproducible at any time that we want to, both now and in the future. So what I'm thinking of is that you have separate spreadsheets for each of the working groups, and then there will be one spreadsheet that can be used to pull the information when you want to try to do a query. Okay, so if you want to try to do a query of a report summary, it will be able to pull all of those spreadsheets and then come up with a summary. Okay, this person is involved in these working groups, has attended this out of X out of Y meetings, and so forth, and then you can then build on that and add other quantitative aspects, like for example, counting the words and transcripts. If you can automate that aspect, that could probably also then be pulled into the spreadsheet. So I do have, I know there was an AI that says I have to work with staff, and I don't think, unfortunately, that has happened as perhaps as well as that as could have. So I will follow up with staff and look to get some of the key information in the required formats. So I think we could try to use the attendance to mobile app in time for Singapore, for the Singapore meeting. I think I'll stop there. I just to note that, I mean, I'm hearing the issues regarding qualitative analysis. I admit I don't really have a good effective solution for capturing that right now, but I'm still thinking of it. So I think I'll stop there.
Okay. Thank you very much, and I do appreciate this particular work, guys. I would like to not only leave that AI then open, but also just ask if we can have some feedback from staff and thinking here, particularly Natalie and Gisela, because they are very aware how much work or otherwise it takes to do the quantitative analysis and recording that is already done in, for example, GNSO world, and I'd like their ideas on that. I know you will pursue it further with them, but also remembering that now, of course, we've got Gisela back, this is her particular baby. It's something that she's had a huge amount of experience in, the good, the bad, and the ugly of metrics and measurements is part of the thing she's done from the very start for us. So I'd be very keen, not only for her, obviously, to work with you and bring some ideas into the process as well, but also look at the practicalities and what is actually duplication of time or otherwise. But before we so perhaps, ladies, you can formulate a reaction to Dave and maybe a commitment to have a separate conversation with him outside of this meeting to get back to us the next time. And while you're doing that, I'll go to Alan. Over to you, Alan.
Thank you. I was going to suggest something similar to what you just said. I participate in an awful lot of GNSO working groups, and I've never heard the comment made that keeping the attendance and keeping spreadsheets is an onerous task. So I guess I'm really interested in understanding, is there a difference, or is it indeed onerous and no one complains because we're all good soldiers? So just wanted to put a tick mark beside what you just asked. Thank you.
Thank you. Great minds are thinking alike. It's Cheryl for the record, and she's been not saying it's Cheryl for the record, but hopefully the transcribers will recognise my dulcet tones at this point and know me very well anyway. Thanks for that, Alan. Good to see that there'll be a call with Dev. So, Dev, there is no escaping. Gisela's going to track you down, so that's it. That's a done deal. And that will be sorted out for a little more in time devoted, I think, for this topic of this sub-team at our next gathering. I did want to run today's call for 60 minutes, not the 90 minutes that was listed on the agenda, and that's another thing I didn't adjust on the agenda, so just so you all know, I'm only planning the next 15 minutes or so for the rest of the meeting. Can I ask now, now that we have the chart that Maureen was referring to, Maureen's table, up on screen, if you'd like to all just take a moment or two to have a look at it again. And Maureen, back to you just to do a brief talk through again so we know exactly what we're looking at and what you're suggesting. Back to you, Maureen.
Thank you, Cheryl. I think one of the things that I was actually sort of like trying to get at was that like people, from amongst the conversations that I was getting, and I think that there were some very strong points coming out from a lot about, you know, what people were actually doing, what ALEC members were actually doing on the groups that they were participating in. And
And these are just the ones that the recent ones that we've just had meetings about, and the responsibilities that I've actually sort of like taken on. But it does sort of like does explain a little bit more about what, you know, like, I mean, what involvement. It's not just attending. So although, you know, we've got attendance listed, you know, it's actually more the participation and the contribution that people make to their actual working group.
So can I just ask a question then? Now I'm looking at this. Am I to assume, and I think I am to assume, that these figures, 28, 16, 30, 13, etc., are hours?
No, they're the dates. They're the actual dates of the meeting.
Okay, so that's not really clear then. Okay, fine.
What do we record?
Right.
So that's something to be discussed.
Sure. And to that end, there might be aspects of this that would be better managed in a spreadsheet, where the dates and things are done. As Dave was saying, in perhaps a more automated fashion. What it might be worthwhile then, Dave, is to make sure you understand what this is proposing as well for your conversations. So maybe Maureen needs to be engaged now in your sub-team's activities just for this next little section. Thanks very much for that. I just wanted to go back to that so we're all clear, because I certainly wasn't. I was a little concerned about some of the hours you were spending, if that was the case. but I did want to know what it was.
No, not that much.
Thanks a lot. Now, that said, it is quite possible for us to do something additional for people who are taking leadership roles. And make some assumptions. For example, we may be able to make an assumption and give, in inverted commas, credit where credit is due, that someone who is not only serving as chair, for example, of a work group, but is actually performing as chair of a work group, and those two things don't always go together, that they will be perhaps for every hour of, or 45 minutes or 90 minutes, we can decide later, of actual meeting time, there will be half as much time or twice as much time, again, we can decide later, but an amount of time that is assumed in preparatory. And that should be credited as well, I think. But these are things that we need to talk on in our next steps. Can I ask, is there anyone on the call who wants to raise any issues, points, or make any contributions to either Maureen or Dave's sub team at this stage? Not hearing anyone and not seeing anyone. I'd like to go back to the question Oksana raised earlier in the chat, and that is that what if there is a misunderstanding or misconnection? Oksana, that's very much where both outreach education and ongoing reporting with explanations needs to be made, and I think it's incumbent on in this case, the ALAC, and the individual ALAC members to make sure that their constituent communities, their regions, their RALOs, and of course the ALISs and the individuals in all of those categories, either have a clear understanding, or if they don't, have access to material which helps make that clear. And something, for example, that comes to mind is that we might need to put together, a little video or a little piece of the online education tool. This is the type of thing that would lend itself quite easily for some of the online learning tools that are being explored elsewhere in ICANN and used for the academy. And I think what we should be doing is utilising tools that are elsewhere being developed within the organisation, not just coming up with brand new things ourselves. So there's a lot of ways we can skin the cat, but absolutely, Oksana, we need to be very, very certain we don't breed misinformation and misconnection. One of the things I wanted to put out to both the sub-teams now, and that's particularly obviously Maureen and Dave, but I guess to maybe it does fit into Tijani's as well. I wondered in terms of additional metrics and measures, it's not so much a metric and measure, but a mechanism, whether between now and our next meeting you would like to consider and review and perhaps make some comments online, how we would feel about having a, not an audit system, which I think a lot of this concern about time taken and amount of commitment being made is getting caught up in the continuing reporting / auditing that might be required on these metrics, but rather more that we set up a mechanism that has a component of peer review. And not only perhaps peer review, but a complaints mechanism as well as peer review. So for example, and let's just use this metric sub-team. As chair, should I not have a requirement on me to notify non-performing or underperforming members on whatever measures are existing that they are failing to perform? And if they are failing to perform, ask them, is there a way that we can assist them, or do they need to change their category to either leave the group or become only an observer, not a contributor to the group? Is there going to be some merit in having a point in time where in each activity or in the ALAC, perhaps quarterly or at each of the face-to-face meetings, so three times a year, whether they go into closed session and they have a frank and fearless conversation with each other about who's pulling their weight and who isn't, and how indeed those who feel they're working harder than others are can feel either vilified or vindicated, and how those who thought they were doing all right but others aren't thinking that they are can be assisted to come up to speed. I'm not suggesting the complexity of 360 reviews. The other way, of course, although that is possible, the other way, of course, is a complaint system, having a mechanism by which Maureen can complain directly to me as chair of this working group that her great-aunt Mary Smith has put their name into this group and who's not attended or contributed a single thing should be spoken to. I just want to throw that out there and sort of get the grease on the wheels for that for next time, and now go to Alan. Over to you, Alan.
Thank you. I'm going to comment on that, actually. I have a little bit of a problem with it. Those of you who are on the Rules of Procedure may remember me making a comment asking why we have rules like these about metrics when other groups don't. And the answer was, is because in the past we have perceived problems. And we perceive those problems in general without having to look at the metrics. They're just the justification or the backup for it. And the kind of thing you're prescribing almost presumes that there are going to be significant problems. And I guess I would prefer starting from the other side of saying, let's presume the norm should be people are doing work and we can identify the others. So devoting time to a self-evaluation, which in our ideal world says everything's just hunky-dory, but devoting time on a regular basis to that, I think sends the wrong message.
Alan, just on that, can I just say, sure. a self-evaluation versus a peer review, they're two different things.
Yep. And a self-evaluation which clashes with people's image of you, I think is going to set off alarm bells, and that's reasonable. Going into, you know, as you were suggesting, closed session and reviewing everybody, I think is somewhat problematic. That doesn't mean the chair and one or two other people may not do it privately, but I wouldn't have any formal defined activity. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Another option there, of course, is, and again, this is all just food for thought for a future conversation, you may have somebody's role. Some of the vice chairs or some of the executive committee could, in fact, you know, form as required or ad hoc function on this. Now, I'm not sure whether Olivier or Darlene had their hand up first, but I'm going to go to Darlene anyway. Go easy, you, Darlene.
Sorry, just unmuting myself. Further to what Alan was saying, I think it should be a bit of both. There should be a peer review group, but also maybe a bit of self-evaluation. No, I don't think you should have to evaluate every last little thing you do, but I don't think it's really hard at the end of the month to say, here's what I did in a short paragraph. You know, I helped to do this. I helped to make up and a very short paragraph. So I don't think that this is overly onerous. And if I know that at the end of the month I have to put in a short paragraph about what I've done in a group, I'm going to pay attention a lot better and make sure I'm doing stuff so that I can say, yeah, at the end of the month, yeah, I didn't attend one meeting and I didn't do anything. So I think both would be very useful.
Thanks for that, and I noticed that Fatimata is also coming in support of that. Just strikes me in terms of the reporting of such self-evaluations, if indeed that is what you end up suggesting. This could be, very simply put, this is something that does lend itself to being put on an individual's wiki page. And it may very well be that ALAC members should have a wiki page, just as some of our liaisons do, and that this type of continuous reporting can be housed there, along with the links and lists of what they are supposed to do, what they've been assigned to do, what they've put themselves up to do and be engaged in. In a very similar line to what some of your liaisons already have been doing. That would mean that people could view it as they wish and when they wanted to, but also that people could have updates by just watching the page. So an ALS member who's interested, an ALS leader, a regional leader could just get an update when their ALAC representative increases their reporting or puts a change to their page. Darlene, is that hand still up or will I go to Olivier?
I'm sorry, go to Olivier.
Okay, over to you, boss.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Olivier speaking. Very interesting discussions here and certainly an interesting suggestion with regards to having individual members of the ALAC having pages that they would need to update. That reminds me a little bit like some of the e-government initiatives that are taking place in several parts of the world where MPs, members of parliaments and other politicians are trying to effectively build better bridges with their community by having a page where they really show and tell them what they're up to and what they're doing, and allow for people to respond to them and ask them questions directly. That's definitely something I hadn't thought about. I didn't put my hand up to answer this, actually. I was going to just answer a question which I think Alan asked, or maybe not asked, but he mentioned that we appear to be the only part of ICANN at the moment that is really spending much time on these metric things. Yes, the GNSO has some metrics about attendance in working groups and so on, but there doesn't appear to be actual performance metrics as such, at least not to my knowledge. I'd like to see the things in a little bit of another way. I've seen that Fadi and his management team have implemented or are in the process of implementing a lot more metrics and ways to be able to track the overall health of the organization, of ICANN, the organization and the staff structure. And I think that I usually see this as our bit in also being able to establish what is the overall health of the ALAC, and that, you know, being able to sense the pulse of the ALAC, finding out if we're doing well or not, is something which I think is particularly important, especially when having some ex-members of the ALAC and even some outsiders that keep on accusing the at-large advisory committee and the regional leaders and those people that are traveling to meetings as being freeloaders that are basically just there for the plane tickets and are not doing any work whatsoever. I can't allow that to happen, and we need to have the metrics not only as a thing to point out the ones who people are not doing any work, but also be able to have real proof of the work that we do and the work that our individual members do. So looking at it, as Alan said, in a very positive way rather than just focusing on the negatives. Thank you.
Sure. I think blowing our own trumpet is always a good idea. All about these days, I think we call that building a brand me. It'll just be a brand ALAC. Okay. Alan, over to you.
Thank you. I guess I support a lot of what Olivier said. To be clear, when I said other groups aren't focusing it, it's not that they're not keeping attendance. It's that they don't seem to be focusing on it as a problem. And certainly from the GNSO point of view, I think it is against the culture of the GNSO to point to a council member and saying you're not doing enough work. That just wouldn't be done, not in today's world anyway. So it's almost, you know, we're not allowed to speak of it. You know, we will survive if you don't do any work, but we do track it. I think the issue of defending us in the eyes of the rest of the ICANN and the world, sadly, is a very important issue. There are people, and one or two very prominent people, who have very, very negative things to say about ALAC and its members, and at large for that matter, about not pulling weight and not doing any real work and doing this only for the travel. And we need to be able to counter that. Unfortunately, most people make those comments in venues where we don't have an opportunity to counter them. But nevertheless, we do need the information. And that's the reason why that the core issues were inserted into the rules of procedure. So it's not discretionary. It's something we need to do.
Absolutely.
The trick is to find out how to do it in as painless a way as possible and in as effective a way as possible. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for that, Alan. I am aware that I've snuck over my 60 minutes of the 90-minute time allocation, but I'm going to try and keep the rest of this meeting as short as humanly possible. But I do want to move quickly to ask if there's any other business. If no one's got any other business, then I'm going to split and review our action items after we go through the next subject on the agenda, which of course is our next meetings, note the plural, and Singapore planning. The Singapore meeting, we will be having a work group meeting 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the morning at 0800 to 0900 local Singapore time on the 17th, let's say again, that's absolutely wrong. What time are we? 11 o'clock, isn't it, Heidi? On the Sunday in Singapore?
I'm just looking. And again, that is...
It's Sunday morning in Singapore anyway. And I'm pretty sure it's not in the morning at 0800. I think it's later than that.
Cheryl, that's actually in the afternoon. But that's only an update. That's correct. That's only an update. Or did you also want a face-to-face?
No. Well, in the update, how much time did we allocate? Was it 40? 15?
15 minutes.
15 minutes, okay. In that 15-minute update time, I really would like to have Maureen and Dave working almost as a team with the rest of us, obviously, to present this is how we currently think we will be able to have the metrics reporting that fit with Section 9.2 of the Rules of Procedure and take it to the next step. If at that same time we're in a position to also discuss things like individual ALAC member pages, which fits in with a self-reporting, continuous disclosure and continuous review model, and the opportunity for peer review and, yes, probably even a small complaints procedure, then I think that would be great as well. But what we need to do is keep it sharp and short, but not spend any time in that 15 minutes going over the how many meetings we've had and what we've decided to do. Rather focus on a presentation of how does this look? We think this meets some of the criteria, and have we missed anything conversation. So to that end, that's what we'll be doing in the update. I guess I should ask you, do you wish to have a face-to-face meeting specifically for this in Singapore, or shall we try and work immediately after Singapore based on the back feed we get? I'm not seeing people desperately keen to have a separate face-to-face, which is good. It means we get a little bit more in our agenda, but it does mean we do have to have our presentations nicely worked out for that update in that 15 minutes. And Heidi, if you'd be so kind as to send to the list the exact timing of that on the Sunday update for the afternoon, that will be terrific. I am assuming that we will be meeting again well and truly before Singapore. I'd like to ask you now, do you want to meet in a fortnight? And if so, we'll get a doodle put out. Well, I'm suggesting we meet in a fortnight. No one's screaming no. So we'll pop a doodle out for that and pick up a little more, thanks Darlene for agreeing with that, a little more on what we've discussed here today from both Maureen and Deb's sub-team point of view, and also integrate what, if anything, Tajani wants to bring in from his perspective, from his team's perspective as well. The action items, which I was about, we've got the ongoing action item, which is with Dev and staff, and we're now including Maureen in on that. The next agenda item was in fact, the meeting for the next agenda was doing a review on this tabula approach. Maureen is going to, and so there's an action item on her, but then an associated one on the whole of the team to just play with this tabular chart that she's put together today and put it out to the list, and we will be spending a bit of time in our next agenda in a fortnight looking at this and particularly getting feedback from Dev and obviously from staff in particular about a little bit more about how we can come up with some clear proposals and solutions for the Singapore meeting. With that, I'm about to close and it'll just be at 10 past the hour, which means having started 5 minutes late, we're pretty much tracking to time. But little birdie told me it's Dave's birthday today. So I wanted to suitably embarrass him with everyone applauding or, as I'm going to do, sing a verse of happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Dave, happy birthday to you. I was going to do a Mr. President version, but I just didn't want that on the public record. I prefer that for video anyway.
Great.
All right, guys. Thank you for your time, your energy and your input. Maureen and Dave, if you need anything from me, just let me know. I'm here at your beck and call. And obviously, after our meeting in a fortnight, we're also going to have to gather together as a small sub-team to prepare ourselves for our reporting on Sunday in Singapore. Okay, bye for now.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you.
Bye, all.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.